哈哈哈，发嗦啦，七度 Alrighty, welcome to our first podcast. I don't know why I'm talking with my hands, but but yeah, my name's Isabel, aka the bebecita part, and we have.
I am Red on the other side.
Red on the other side. Okay. So this is our first podcast. This is called Bebecita and Red's podcast, where we're going to talk about a woman's perspective in everyday situations, mostly our personal experiences, and if offered any other suggestions, we'll also go through the suggestions. So our first episode here today is about our dating experience. I'm 25. On Tinder. You can find me there. On Tinder, I have brown eyes. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm a very easygoing person. I don't know if you can notice that already, but yeah. And then we have Red here.
Mm-hmm. I'm 35. I am also on Tinder.
Swipe right. Swipe right.
Swipe right. Yeah, I'm an easygoing person too.
Yeah. So what's wrong with the men? Like, have you had any good experiences, bad experiences? Tell us more.
I have good and really bad ones. And really good ones to the point where they scare you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oops, I don't even know if I can curse, but dang.
Oh, shoot. You said it already.
There we go.
Yeah. So, you're going to get a perspective coming from Bebecita. She's 25 and I'm 35, so there's a difference there.
But I feel like it's the same thing. So, like, my personal experience... I've dated, like, different ages. I've dated the youngest being, I think he was 20, 21, somewhere around there. And then the oldest being 50-something. I don't know if I'm making him really old, but I think he's 50-something. But I feel like they kind of have, like, the same kind of mentality, unfortunately. I don't know if they do it on purpose or maybe it's just the way they are.
I think it's just, that's the way men are.
Yeah, that's, I feel like, not to bash men, because maybe I'm just dating the wrong
man. You just haven't met the right one, maybe?
Yeah, so it's like, I don't want to go and say, like, all men are
all
the same.
All men, no, but at some point, they all tend to have the same ways of thinking, and when it comes to speaking, when it comes to just anything, they all fall back into the same category.
That's true. And I feel like I've tried, like, different ways. I've tried going on dating sites. Not going to name them because they're not going to promote me.
And we're actually not on Tinder.
I'm
not on Tinder. We were just saying that.
I deleted mine yesterday. But I've been on a lot of dating sites, and I feel like I've been in different kind of situations. First, I was like, I'm legit gonna find love, which is like, come on, why the hell are you on this actual dating site to find love? And then I actually went and tried to be free about it and tell people, like, hey, look, I'm only here for a good time. And when I'm looking for a relationship, they're nowhere to be found. And when I'm not looking for a relationship, they're all lining up.
Yep.
So it's like, I've been very open about when I meet like a person that I'm really interested in, I tell them, like, I talk to them for a while, first of all.
Yes.
It's not like I match and fuck. Ooh, I don't know if I can say that word. It's not like I match and just smash. But I try to, like, tell them how I feel. But I don't know if you feel like, if that's you too, but...
I'm straightforward.
Yeah.
Because I'm really not looking for anything off the bat. I'm not looking to marry you. I'm kind of like the old school style. I want to meet someone at a car wash. I don't know, at a store. But we're all locked down, so for sure I'm not going to meet his ass.
Yeah, that also makes it hard too.
Anytime soon. But... how everything is now, it's just, it's so hard to find someone the regular way.
It is.
So you go to the dating websites and you just end up with, I don't know.
But it's kind of like, it's a good thing. It's weird. I can't explain. I have like pros and cons to it. Because I feel like it's a good thing because you get to meet people who you normally wouldn't be able to meet. Like,
that's true.
Everybody around... like, I feel like around here, you'll see them. Like, y'all, I went to the store, I saw him. He lives around the area. But I mean, like, that gives you the opportunity to talk to somebody who doesn't live around your area. And maybe you'll click. But at the same time, I'm like, there's a lot of weirdos.
There is.
A lot. Like, I remember I had put at one point my... Snapchat, girl, worst mistake ever. I started getting like a flood of messages and they were like all confessing their love and they haven't even talked to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I keep my social media away from the dating website.
Now I know why.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, because you never know.
Yeah, and it's like I try to turn them down nicely, but I don't feel like there's a nice way of doing it because they don't understand the word no.
They don't, because in their head, it has to be a yes all the time.
Yeah. But it's weird because it's like I try. I'm getting older. I'm not that old, but I'm aging
and wiser.
I'm wiser. My bad. I'm still young. But it's like as time goes by, I low-key want to date somebody. Like I want to link up with somebody and have the same kind of vibe. Like enjoy going out. Unfortunately, we can't go because of virus. But I want to give myself the opportunity to meet somebody nice. And I don't know if that's the right way of doing it. But it's kind of frustrating because I've seen a bunch of people and dated a bunch of people. And it's like, they're not, I don't know. I guess I'm over everything and over the way that people are, that I don't fall for things very easily.
Because you know what you want.
Yeah.
You know what you have perfect to offer. Mm-hmm. So you can't settle for less than what you're going to offer.
Yeah. But it's like, it's funny. I feel like it's cool because unfortunately I don't find love, but I gain all these like funny experiences that I don't think I would have been able to do if I was stuck at home. But it's just so funny because it's like, it's a learning situation. So I feel like it's not, dating online is not for the faint heart. Because no, I feel like people who are really trying to find love, like, yeah, try to do it, but don't be shocked if people are like, hey, no, we're only here to do this and that. Like, wang, bang, bye, booty call.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, be open to that and don't be gullible and don't be so easy. It's like, it's so hard being a woman. I'm sorry to say that, but it's so hard because I feel like everybody's trying to be very conservative and it's like if you're too conservative, you're stuck up. And if you're not conservative, you're easy. Yeah, easy. Exactly. Easy. So it's really hard to be a woman because especially in a dating game, because you can't do certain things because you always have to put a front. Which I'm not like
no,
that.
No, I'm not gonna like, do it either. Yeah. You get what you get. And it's like,
and it's very,
we're in 2020.
Exactly.
If I want to be with you one night, take it as what it is. Exactly. One night and that's it. If I want maybe 2-3 nights and you know,
and
you might
I
be
feel
the lucky
like,
one.
I feel like that's what's different about us is that we don't go by those rules. And I feel like everybody, even me before, I'm not going to lie, before I would think about everything that I did, like, oh yeah, I can't wear this because I don't have that, or people are gonna tell me that that's not something that I should be doing, or I would watch everything I did, from the clothes that I wore to what I said to how I looked to how people perceived me. And then one day I was just like, you know what, I don't really care.
Yeah,
it's like all I care about is my happiness. So I feel like when I go out in the dating scene, I'm very like straight up, I'm an open book. Like, I will say whatever's on my mind, and sometimes I'm like, oh shit, I don't know.
But then sometimes people don't know how to appreciate that.
True.
Because in this world, there's so many people just putting up a front.
Yeah, and that's why I prefer to be single, because I'd rather be real to myself, than to pretend to be somebody else to make somebody else happy. Yeah.
You're not going to come into my life to make me happy. You're just going to add a little bit of happiness.
Yeah, and I think that's the problem that people don't get.
Yeah. It's like, I could be happy whether you're here today, tomorrow, or if you're gone.
Yeah, and that's how it should be.
It should be like that.
And that's giving a PSA to all those men, women, whatever you want to associate with.
Yeah,
your pronouns,
we're not in any side.
Your pronouns, he, she, they, them, we, us, ourselves, whatever your pronoun is, this goes out to everyone. Like, be true to yourself.
Yes.
If you like something, you like it. No matter if somebody tells you it's dumb, no matter if somebody tells you like, are
you
serious?
If you don't, then you don't.
Yeah.
No one try to change your mind.
Exactly. So it's like, that's the PSA. Don't change who you are to make somebody else happy. Do yourself. Like, be yourself. Enjoy yourself, because life is short. Like, I feel like everybody's wasting their time trying to impress nobody.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand, like, when I see things online and I see the way that people act, or people even send me messages like, oh girl, cover yourself up, or Oh my god. Like,
why?
And I say, then if you don't like it, delete it.
Delete it. Why? Like, are take you me following off. Me?
Exactly. But you're always there liking my pictures. So it's like, just don't. I feel like you have to get to a mindset or make it happen. Like, embrace yourself. Like, don't put yourself down because one person doesn't like what you're doing.
You should be your number one cheerleader.
Exactly. But it's so crazy because it's just like, the more that I experience a bunch of things, not only with men and women, because I've dated both. So it's like, when I get both of the perspective, I'm like, oh wow.
I wouldn't be able to date a woman because I'm too much already to handle. So yeah, I know.
You know what? Like, it has.
I won't be able to handle another female telling me what to do, what to wear. It's just, yeah. No.
For me, it's like,
sometimes I can't even stand myself.
It's nice in the beginning. I feel like, I mean, it depends on the person. Because it's like, it's cool because you feel like you're with a best friend. A best friend, like, oh yeah, we sleep at the end of the day together. But over time, it's a lot because it's a lot of powerful women. So yeah. It's like, you're a powerful woman. And if you're dating another person who is also the same kind of mentality, yeah, that they're powerful, you guys both have a big energy. And if you guys don't know how to communicate, you clash. And same thing with men.
Like, if you know how to communicate a little too much, yeah, then you're still going to clash.
True. So it is kind of difficult because it's like, people say it's easier because it's like, you're dating yourself type of thing because it's another woman.
I think it's even harder.
Yeah, but it's actually even, I feel like it's harder. Well, at least from my experiences, I feel like it's so much, you got to make sure like, that you don't, because you're a woman, you kind of understand their feelings. Yeah that's true. But at the same time, it's like, you don't know how to maneuver certain things. It's really difficult. But I feel like that's with every relationship, because even men, they say things in codes. And I thought women were complex, but
men are just on a whole nother level.
They'll say it to your face, they don't bother them, and then the next thing you see is that it bothered them.
Like, they're saying, no, it's not bothering me. Yeah. And their whole body is just saying something else. Their face expressions is like, are you about to cry on me? Because I said this was only a one night. Whoa.
Yeah, it's crazy. But it's like, have you ever had, like, can you tell me about a time that you think that you can say that you experienced a good kind of date and a bad kind of date? Or any funny stories or whatever you consider?
Well, my first date, I was catfished.
Oh, you met him online?
I met him online. Oh, I was catfish. He was a little Dominicano.
Oh, snap. Yeah. Shout out to Dominicans. Like, ew.
Give me a little morenito to there. I go meet up with him at Chili's. He's telling me what he's driving. I have my two best friends eating at Chili's behind me.
That's good.
But we're just pretending we don't know each other. Yeah. So then he shows up and I'm like, he's coming out of that car and I'm just like, what in the world? Is that your Theo? Like, where are you? Are you in the back seat? Mm-hmm. First of all, this man was wearing a quinceañera suit.
No way.
Yes.
Oh gosh. He was not.
Yes, he was.
Uh-huh.
So I felt really, really bad for him. I ended up having dinner with him and we shook hands and I said, wow, you look really different. And he was just like, what do you mean? I'm like, it's you, but I'm like, you don't look like your picture. Why would you lie? Eventually, if you're chit-chatting with someone online, eventually you're going to meet up with that person. So why lie? This was my issue.
Yeah.
Not because he looked different. Because maybe we could have ended up vibing or whatever.
Yeah.
But you're already lying from the beginning. True. So I'm like, what in the world? So he got, kind of like, oh, well, that was me. But that was a couple years back. I'm like, yeah, I can tell it was a couple years back.
You're like, no. No way.
So I'm just like, whatever. I started talking to him. He was going to college. He was here alone in this country. So felt really, really bad for him. So I had dinner with him. And then I finally text my best friends. And I was like, come over here. Like, now. It has to end now. So then they came over. He did not pay for my dinner.
Uh-huh.
So then I finally tapped him on his shoulder and I told him, well, good luck, but I'm going to tell you something. You should really just be yourself and put up a picture that's you right now.
Yeah.
Because you are going to meet that other person on the other side of the computer, of the phone, or whatever.
Yeah.
You're going to end up meeting them. So that's number one. Just don't lie.
True.
Even if it's a white lie, just don't do it, please. Just don't. It's a really big turn off, at least for me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, well, at one point you're going to see this person.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what if you develop feelings and you're going to be like, shit, you know?
Yeah.
I'm bald.
He had it all. He had the conversation because I talked to him for a couple weeks before I even met up with him. True. He had the little Dominicano accent, which was like,
Papi.
Mommy's right here. But it was just a whole turnoff. So I was just like, oh my God, people are really just lying on this website.
Yeah.
And I was kind of forced to doing all this blind dating because I came out from a long relationship and my friends were like, you have to do it. You have to get out there, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That means that's already a negative for me because I should have never listened to someone. I should have listened to myself. I wasn't ready to be out there like that. So maybe that's why I got catfish. But everything happens for a reason. So maybe that's true. Why it happened to me.
And I mean, like, hey, you didn't know how it was going to turn out.
So I never talked to him again. I deleted and blocked him. And I gave him a tap on the shoulder and told him, just be yourself and good luck.
Oh, man. So unfortunately, it didn't go well for his side. But
no. So that was, it was a really bad experience because, oh, God.
And have you think, like, do you think you've gotten, like, lucky on the site as well?
I have.
Ooh. So there's, like, ups and downs. So there it's, like, depends on.
I think when you're looking for it, you're not going to find it.
True.
And when you're, like, more busy doing yourself and, like, taking care of yourself, it will come to you.
Yeah, it comes naturally.
It's going to be a little scary in the beginning, but I think I have pushed a lot of people away from me because I've been scared.
Yeah.
Or because I've gotten, because after that I met someone and it was just like boom, bam, boom, like, you know, sex here, sex there. And we were at the same level. We knew that it was just going to be that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fine. I wasn't looking for a relationship or anything. So I kept it going or whatever. So I got so used to that. And then finally, when I was just like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I think I want someone there to start something. Like, I'm ready to, like, someone to text me and call me, hey, babe, like, what are we going to do tonight? Or, you know? So, but then I was ready for that. And then when it finally came, I was pushing that person away.
Oh, man.
Because they were doing everything differently. Like, it wasn't boom, bam, here, you know, sex here, sex there.
I want to get to know you.
I want to get to know you. I'm like, well, are we going to have sex first? And then and then I'll ask you what your favorite color is.
Yeah. But I guess it's because, like you said, that sense of, like, you're scared or fear or some sort, like, of getting hurt. Because I feel like you've been through a lot, and so have I. I've been through a lot, too. So you get to that mentality where you're like, I'm going to shut everything down, put all my walls down because I don't trust anybody.
Yeah, and the second time when I let it down again, it was more of like friends, like, Red, you need to put your guard down or you're going to push this man away. And I'm like, no, my wall is going to stay up. It's working for us. And yeah, I like him a lot. He likes me. I know he likes me, but we're not at that level. And then finally when I'm like, all right, fuck, excuse me, you know, I'll let my guard down, put my wall down. What does he do? Do the same thing. I can't. No.
Yeah, no.
It's a really little hard. Lie.
Like, I think if you're really trying to look for love, it's a very difficult thing to try to do. Because I feel like you want to put your guard down and you want to trust everybody, but everybody's not on the same wavelength. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like when, I feel like they're attracted to something. Like, let's say that you're very attractive. So it's like, I think they're very attracted to how you look. And then when they meet you, they want something because you're attractive and everything. And then they want to get to know you. Or sometimes they're like, oh, you know what? Oh, it's confusing. Like, I feel like they're all confused. Everybody's confused. Like, they don't know what they
Everybody
want.
Everybody is confused. They try to. So many of us are single.
I feel like they try to, like, make you believe something to get something out of you, and when they finally get it, then they're like, oh shit, I don't know what to do with it now.
Yeah.
So they play with people's emotions.
They do.
So I feel like they're not prepared, so they should stay home.
They should.
They should be on lockdown 24/7, even after this whole virus.
Even after this.
Yeah. Always. So I feel like they need to figure themselves out first. Because I feel like the people that are actually trying to look for love and trying to get to know people are serious about it, and they're not here to just fuck around. Oh, sorry.
To me, it's
they're not
like,
here to mess around.
To me, it's like, I could be with someone and just be with someone in bed,
mm-hmm.
and just keep it there. Yeah. But if you take me outside of bed and you try to do things with me,
yeah,
I'm still going to just call you my friend.
But you make that's the difference, though.
And I make it clear.
You
hey,
make it clear. Yeah.
Okay, you want to hang out with me outside of bed, but we're nothing. We're
yeah.
just going to be friends. What do you mean we're nothing? Yeah, we're nothing because I'm not ready to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
So are you willing to be each other's buddies and still do things as a couple will do it, but we're not a couple? I'm okay with that. I'm just not okay with the fact that you are trying to make yourself believe yourself that you're okay with it, but you're not.
They're pushing their feelings on you.
Yeah. And it's like, no, I don't want that.
And that's what sucks, is that people like me and you make it really clear to others, like, this is what I'm here for, this is what I'm looking for, and I'm not looking for anything else.
And at the end of the day, you're always like, you're weird. Why do you talk like that? I'm like, I'm just being honest. Why am I weird?
Exactly. Because they're not used to people being so straight up.
They're not.
They're used to people going with the flow and then pushing their feelings on them. And it's like, not everybody wants that stuff. And I feel like that's why it makes us unique, is that not to be offending other people or other females, but they're very, I feel like compared to other girls from what I've seen, they like to push their feelings. They're very obsessive. Like, what are you doing? What are you wearing?
Yeah, no.
I'm not that type of person.
Me neither.
Like, I'm very calm. Even it does, I don't even think it has to do
if
with
you don't
confidence.
Text me in a week or 2 weeks, I'm okay. Just text me to let me know that you're still alive and I'm still gonna get it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I feel like that's how it's supposed to be in my eyes. Like, be open about things. Like, this is what I'm looking for. Is this what you're looking for? Cool. Let's do
Damn.
This. You know? But I feel like at the end of the day, it's true what they say. There's always one that always catches feelings.
Because that's true.
You get accustomed to somebody.
You do.
So you get comfortable being with somebody, and then you try to push their feelings on somebody who made it clear to you that I'm not in it for it. And they still try. And then when you try to tell them no, or like try to turn them down, they try to dumb you down.
Yeah.
Like, I've had a lot of experience where I told the person, like, I'm not there like you are. Like, maybe you like me type of thing. And when I brought up that situation, like, I think you catch feelings for me, they started saying, like, oh, no, girl, please. Like, they try to dumb you down so that
do.
You don't feel special. But then why are you here?
But they always end up coming back.
Yeah, so it's like, why are you here? So I feel like you made me feel like trash so that, because I hurt your feelings, instead of saying, like, you know, this is
because
how I
you
felt.
Because you weren't feeling the same way that they were feeling.
But it was like, you're being honest. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if I was trying to play you and I was giving you the things that you wanted, that would have been messed up. And then I would understand for somebody to be like, oh, how dare you. But if I'm not doing anything and I've told you very from the beginning and until to the day, like, this is how I feel, and you're still gonna make me feel like I'm the bad person and I did something to you, that's kind of crazy to me. That's why I feel like everybody who's on the websites, dating websites, and that's why I take myself out, because I'm like, I don't got time for this. Everybody who's on the websites are not there for the right purposes.
Yeah, they're not.
Yeah.
They're not.
I feel like they're there to get attention and have people tell them how beautiful they are.
Yes.
And
even men.
Yeah, even men.
Men are just...
And I don't blame you. Like, it feels nice for people to be like, oh my God, you're gorgeous and this and this and that.
But that's what you gotta tell yourself when you
like,
wake up
I know,
in the morning.
That's I'm what like, I'm telling you. I know. I'm like, I look at myself. I have a full-on mirror. I look at myself in the mirror. I'm like, girl.
I got two.
Even if I look like a bum, I'm still like, girl, that breath stank, but you look fucking fine. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I feel like that has a big thing to do, is that I'm very comfortable where I am now, which I wasn't.
It took me a very long time to be comfortable with myself.
Yeah, it was a lot. I feel like, not even joking around, I feel like 2 years ago, or a year and a half or 2 years ago, I was probably like, oh no, I could never do that. Oh no, I could never pull that off. Oh no, I could never be with him. Oh no.
I remember the first time I said, I don't think I could ever have sex with anyone other than the person that I was with for like 15 years. And then I did it one time and I was like, oh.
That was a lie.
What the hell was I doing this whole time?
Whoa. It's just like, I feel like you have to first get to know yourself before you try to get to know somebody else. Yes.
And if not, there's nothing wrong with you just wanting to be, I don't know, have a booty call or a one night stand. But for me, I really can't do that just because I want you to be my booty call.
Yeah.
Or my one night stand for a very long time.
And I feel like that's always like everybody tries to fight who is the top dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you on that because I feel like at the end of the day, I call the shots. I can make you feel. I can make you feel like you call the shots. But at the end of the day, like, if I say no, it's a no.
It's a no.
And if I tell you turn around, you turn around. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's like, not to toot my own horn. But like, at the end of the day, you have to know who's in charge. Then if you're not okay with that, then there's a door.
There's the door.
But I don't like to feel like I'm pressured to do anything. I don't like to feel like I have to beg for somebody's attention.
Definitely so, not that.
Like, no. Mm-hmm. Been there, done that. I
know.
Do it.
I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, she sounds stuck up. Like,
probably.
But it's like, I'd rather be known as a stuck up, you know, brat or whatever, than to just bow down to someone else.
Yeah, I feel like if you can't understand, and if you really want to date me, or if you really like me, and you can't understand what kind of person I am, or you're thrown off because I'm not like other girls, then we're not meant to hang out.
Yeah, goodbye.
Yeah, on to the next. I've dated a few. Like, I'm not good. I'm not proud of it.
Wait. What do you consider dating?
That I wasted time, not wasted because it wasn't a nice person at that time, whatever. But that I took the initiative of going out of my way to message you, of going out of my way to get to know you. Like, what are your hobbies? What is your favorite color? What is your aspirations? That's for me dating. Okay. It doesn't, for me, I don't have to go to the fucking movies. Mm-hmm. I curse a lot. I'm sorry. I'm probably going to have to bleep
a lot.
I'm
really controlling myself.
But I don't feel like you have to take me out to dinner or to the movies. It's nice. It's an added bonus.
I think dating is the time that person is given to you.
Yeah.
Because time is something that you're not just going to give it to anyone. At least me. I'm not just going to give you my time because I'm never going to get it back.
Yeah. But that's why it's just like, it's hard. Because it's like, I've done it. I haven't gone out of my way to get to know everybody, but I've chatted here and there with people. Of course, because you're on a dating site. You want to know a little bit more about the person that you're probably, at the end of the day, going to get something out of. So it's like, I've done it, and I've met a few interesting people. I've met a lot of businessmen. Mm-hmm. I've met a lot of, like, influencers. I've met a lot of everything, the best of all worlds, you know? So it's kind of, like, complicated because you try to talk to each and everyone and try to get to know them, but at the end of the day, it's like, do I really care about who they are?
And then
are?
You realize, you're like, no, I was just bored.
Yeah. And not only that, but I feel like it's so much easier to get to the point and tell them what it is than to waste my time and the person's time and make believe that I'm actually interested. So I felt like at one point I was like, am I fake that I don't want to do that? Because it's like, I didn't want to give them an illusion. So I'm like, they actually legit feel like I like them when I actually just want to get to know, are you weird or not? So I feel like it's complicated. It's a very complicated situation. Because you try to, like, how can I say it? Like, I don't want to come off like a hoe.
No, like, but why is it men do it all the time?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you. That you wake up one day and you realize, like, who cares? Yes, like, you know you're not. You know what you do. You know your business inside and out. So it's like, why is it such a problem
for women
to like talk to various people? Like, I feel like before, I felt like it was a taboo. Like, if I said like, oh, I'm talking to him, then they'll be like, oh, it's like,
there's
you a loose
label,
like, yeah,
you.
Like,
yeah.
you're a freak, you're crazy. I am a freak, but then you ain't gotta put my business out there. It's crazy.
That's one of the things about 2020. I think everyone should just do whatever they want.
Yes.
Women or men, or just do whatever pleases you.
And it's like, live your life. We're going through a virus, a whole crisis going on. So, I mean, like, when you get the chance to get out of your house and do the things that you did before, make every moment last. Because I feel like we're too worried about how everyone's going to see us. But at the end of the day, it's like, how do you see yourself? Like, be proud of who you are.
Girl, that's why I took a chance and I pulled that man to my side.
Exactly.
Because it seems like men don't want to approach me.
Find out next Tuesday why Red is not approachable. So that's, I feel like that's the whole point of the podcast. I've always dreamt of being able to connect with somebody who can relate. And not only for myself to not feel like I'm alone, because of course I have Red here and she can relate to a lot of things.
Don't get crazy, don't cry.
But yeah, so it's like, for those that don't have a Red, you have here Bebecita and Red, and we're here to talk about anything. And if you want any kind of advice, we'll give you advice. Doesn't mean we're always going to give you the best advice, but what we think is right. So every Tuesday and Friday, we'll be here to give you some joy to your ears, because you're hearing this.
Tuesdays, what is it?
Tuesdays is Talking Tuesdays. So we talk about any subject.
And then we got Freaky Fridays.
We're going to talk about all of our freaky stories. So make sure that you're 19 and up. Because if you're listening to us and you're 15, I'm sorry, mama. If whoever's mama you is. Mm-hmm. But Freaky Fridays, make sure to tune in to hear all of our little juicy secrets in regards to our love life and any kind of stuff that we're curious about. Make sure to tune in. So thank you for listening to our first podcast with Bebecita and Red, and you'll be hearing us on Friday. Thank you and good night.